Hey, Erica, let me try one of those Pluff Mud Porters, will you?
Try? You already had one of those.
Really? Deja brew.
I take it I'm driving tonight?
You lost the bet, Mr. D.D.
Fine. Shouldn't he be here by now?
What the? That would be him.
I say, what a horrendous landing.
Mr. Cavendish, I presume.
Yes, that's me.
We're from the agency. I trust you had a good time?
Oh, yes. Absolutely amazing. I had the most amazing conversation with Mr. Milne.
Deja poo, huh?
I beg your pardon?
Come with me, sir. Car's right out front. I'll take you home. You staying, Charlie?
Yep. See you tomorrow.
All right. This way, Mr. Cavendish. The yellow one, there.
Wait, you came here in that? What is it?
It's a Vega, a classic.
Deja gruesome.
Just get in. And take this rope. I don't have seatbelts.
Down, open up your ears, time to take you to a new destination. Tell you a tale that you won't believe, gotta use a little imagination. Charlie and Steve both down on their luck, looking for a job to pay. Walking the streets, all help one at sign, went in to see what they had to say.
You look like two nice guys, come on in and we'll give you a try.
We're an agency here of the traveling kind, call It's About Time.
But no one reads newspapers anymore.
I read one just this morning as I was enjoying some me time.
I stand corrected. No one in their right mind reads newspapers anymore.
Look, junk like Pinterest is for recipes and, I don't know, bird baths made from recycled fish heads or something.
It's a totally new paradigm. It's like an electronic embodiment of Martha Stewart.
Good morning, arguing again, huh? It must be 9 a.m.
Margie, I'm simply trying to explain to Grandpa Hyphenbridge over here that advertising the agency in the newspaper is a waste of time.
It is not a waste of time. The Post and Courier is the...
Was.
Is the leading source of information for the elite in this city.
These elite of yours don't want to travel back in time to see who their families really were. They want nicely told stories of the genteel South.
Rubbish. They're the ones with money. Old money. Gold money. We just have to pitch it right.
The future is social media. It's the new generation that wants to travel through time. They're the ones binge-watching Doctor Who episodes and Continuum and...
And they have absolutely no money, living in their mom's basement. Surfing 4chan all day.
Guys?
Who the heck told you about 4chan?
Guys!
I'm not completely oblivious to the whole internet thing. I know my Google, my RedTube, and yes, 4chan.
God help us.
Guys!
What?
Charlie's car just got towed.
Crap! I was hoping it would take them a couple more days to find it.
Find it? What's going on?
I had to skip a couple of payments to pay off the ex-Mrs. Hyphenbridge.
A couple?
8.
How can you still have payments on that old thing?
Look, there are all sorts of untapped possibilities in the refinancing world. Believe me, I...
Well, you better get down to the lot and bail her out soon. After 72 hours, they'll consider it abandoned.
How do you know that?
I majored in civic law in college.
But your resume...
For a semester.
Of course.
You've been quiet for almost an hour. Are you okay?
I was digging through this open law stuff online. I got an idea.
Something to get your car back?
In a way, yes. Are you familiar with the Code of Hammurabi?
Vaguely. But I bet Margie...
The Code of Hammurabi is a set of ancient Babylonian laws from Mesopotamia. It's like the first real codification of contracts and transactions, inheritance, divorce, paternity. It's all in there.
See?
Yeah, well, why don't we go back in time and visit this guy? I bet he can get me out of this divorce settlement and into a brand new SL class.
You might be better off visiting Solomon.
Solomon? Come on, Margie, that's Bible stuff. I can't imagine what would go wrong trying to travel to a mythical time.
No, no, this is the guy. I can feel it in my bones.
It's probably gas.
I really need to get this woman off my back once and for all. She's like a sword of John Cleese hanging over me.
Damocles.
Damn right. Now come on, let's go. I'll write up a postcard.
Fine, meet you in the closet.
Thank you for calling. It's About Time Travel Agency. How may I direct your call?
This is Mr. Feingold. Is Charlie Heifenbridge in?
Yes, he's here.
Well, put him on.
One moment. Hey, Charlie, and Mr. Feingold on line two?
Crap! That's her lawyer. Yeah, what now?
Money, Charlie. It's all about money. My client wants her money.
Fine.
I'm serious, Charlie.
Whatever. Look, let me get back to you in a couple of hours. I'm working here.
Make sure you do.
Look, if she wants the money, I need to earn it. Let me get back to work.
I'm not kidding, Charlie. She wants her money.
Margie, if he calls back, rather, when he calls back, tell him to shove it.
It will be my pleasure.
Guys? Guys?
Hello, boys. Traveling again, are we?
Yeah.
Business or pleasure?
I have no idea. Both? Neither? I'm just along for a moral support.
Pleasure. Well, no rescues at least. Just need to talk to someone. Here's our postcard. This is really going way back. And you're hoping to talk to someone there? Yeah, just give us some robes or something and send us on our way. I don't have time to chit-chat.
Okay, don't worry. We'll get you to Babylon time. It's kind of hard to make out.
Trevor, please, just get a move on.
Okay, fine. You know, you used to be a lot nicer. Philip, punch this in for Surly McGruff, will ya? I'll go get a couple tunics from the unwashed pile.
You betcha. Make sure to give Nimrod a hug for me. Did he really just refer to Hammurabi as a Nimrod?
Does this look like a 2 to you?
Might be a 7.
Yeah. Oh well.
I told you I'll tell him you called. Goodbye. And they wonder why there are lawyer jokes. Good morning, Rick. How are you today?
Oh, hello, Miss Margie. Just fine, thanks. Just got back from the city hall.
Ugh, paying taxes?
Taxes? No, I've never been there before. Though I have a sister in Austin.
What were you doing at City Hall?
Oh, I have a cousin who works there in the traffic department. He owes me money.
Be not a borrower, nor a lender be.
He's more of a worker bee, really. But he still couldn't pay me back.
No, I was... Wait. So your cousin owes you money and can't pay?
Yeah.
And he works for the city.
That's funny. It feels like I just told you the same stuff. Sort of deja vu.
Can you get him to do us a favor?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Charlie's got a problem. The city took his car. Can your cousin help us get it out?
Well, I don't know if he can get it out, but he might be able to get us into the lot.
Ever steal a car before?
Whoa.
You think he's overcompensating for...
Shrek.
Yep.
It's a big tower.
Yeah. I don't remember Wikipedia saying anything about Hammurabi and a big tower. This looked like Babylon to you?
I would know how.
Right. Never mind. Let's find the palace. Hey, buddy. What does that mean?
Think he's a mute?
Don't know. Excuse me, miss?
Pulu Sibagumba.
I think I recognize that.
What the heck?
You know, it always struck me as odd that everyone spoke English wherever we went. I guess it never really hit me until now, though.
Well, if we find this Hammurabi guy, how are we going to talk to him?
Philip said we were going really far back. Think that's part of the problem? Like there's some Google Translate thing going on, but it only knows some major languages?
You're asking me? How the freak do I know? Hey, mister! Can you understand me?
Yo, man, sure I understand you. What you want?
Finally. We're trying to find the palace. We have to speak with King Hammurabi.
King who? Yo, that's not our king. Our king is Nimrod.
Ooh, hope they have freedom of speech here. You'd get hanged for calling the king that in some places we've been to.
What you talking about, man?
Never mind. Just point us to the palace.
Sure thing, man. You just go a little way down there, right next to the tower. Big building. Can't miss it.
And this King Nimrod, who's he?
Oh, very powerful, man. Great-grandson of Noah. He makes us build the tower.
Wait. Did you say he's the great-grandson of Noah?
Si.
As in rain for 40 days and 40 nights, Noah?
Si.
As in build an ark, bunch of cubits, pairs of animals and all that, Noah?
Si.
And that tower?
Tower of Babel, si.
Well, deja vu.
What? What is it?
I think we overshot Hammurabi by about 500 years.
Damn it. So what now? Find a portal, head back, and try again?
Well, given what we know about the term Nimrod, might we suppose that this king isn't the sharpest knife in the drawer?
I'd take odds on that, sure.
And he's a king, right? And where there are kings, there is gold, right?
Yeah, you are right. And a good scam doesn't need language. Let's go. Adios, good sir.
Vaya con Dios, amigos.
Man, get a load of this place.
Now this is a palace.
You said it. Let's go get some gold.
Wait a minute, Steve-O. What about the strawberry yogurt thing?
What?
You know, we've already tried bringing treasure back and it hasn't worked.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I know. How about we take the gold, bury it where no one will find it, and then dig it back up in our own time?
So it never passes through the portal.
Exactly.
It's worth a shot. We've come all this way.
Great. Come on.
Whew. This place is kind of dusty. Don't they have maids around here?
Well, we are in the middle of the Fertile Crescent.
That's a good thing. I'm shooting blanks.
What? No, the Fertile Crescent. Mesopotamia, Euphrates River and all that? Ringing any bells?
Yeah, deja bluebells.
Come on, let's figure out where the treasury is. Excuse me, do you understand me?
G'day, mate. Of course I understand you. What you need? Ain't got no prawns if you're looking for food, yeah?
Yeah, no. We're on our way to the treasury. The king?
Nimrod.
Hey. Oh, yeah. So King Nimrod, he says to go down to the treasury and check on his gold. See how much he has left. Except
we kind of forgot where the treasury is.
Yeah, we've been working in the tower for so long, we kind of forgot where everything is.
Kangaroos loose in the top paddock, yeah?
Well, we didn't want to admit it to him, so...
So we, just kind of said, yeah, okay, and we figured we'd ask for directions.
Apples shall be. Directions, yeah? Just figuring on going walkabout, were you? Better you get yourself down there right away, yeah? Right down the hole there, yeah? Right. Turn right and you can't miss it.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Hooroo!
Talk about stepping into the Twilight Zone.
This is a madhouse.
Golden earring. Man, I miss the MTV that played music.
Here it is. Ooh, doesn't look like Fort Knox exactly. Look at all that loot just sitting there waiting to be taken.
Guess we know why he's called Nimrod. Let's grab and go.
Yeah, let's...
Whoa, dude! Hang on!
Crap! Who the heck put snare traps in a freaking palace?
King Nimrod, that's who!
Crap! It's the house guard.
Charlie, cut me down, quick!
Okay, Rick, let's go. And leave the engine running just in case.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I said leave it running.
Sorry, I'm just nervous.
Relax. It's all worked out. In a few minutes, your cousin places a call to the front desk. We slip in while the guard's on the phone, find Charlie's car, you hotwire it, and we haul on out of here.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There. The gate light just went out. That's the signal. Let's go.
Wait for me.
Here it is. God, what a pizza.
Just give me a minute to pop this lock. It should be easy on a car this old. There.
Now, you sure you can hotwire this thing?
Oh, yeah. I did it before once. My dad bought me one of those little plastic tracks for Christmas when I was 6. We pushed our hot wires all over and made them do loop-de-loops.
Wait, what? You mean Hot Wheels? Like Matchbox cars?
I swallowed a 72 Mustang, though, and my dad took them away.
Rick, I need you to hotwire a car to start it up without a key.
It took 2 days to pass.
Rick, focus!
No, it was definitely a Mustang.
I need you to hotwire this car. Get it started.
Where's the key?
There is no key. You need to start it without a key.
Oh, I ain't never done that before. I saw it done on the TV, though.
Son of a...
Well, let me try. Let's see. I think the white wire goes... No, not there. Maybe it's the green one and the red one. No, not that one either.
Shh, hurry up.
This might be it. The black one and the yellow one. It doesn't seem to be working.
What's that smell?
Sorry, I think I tooted. I told you I'm nervous.
No, not that. It smells like...
fire.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Fire!
Yes, I know, it's...
fire! The car's on fire!
Son of a... run!
Wait for me, Miss Margie!
Whatever you do, don't move.
Charlie, no!
No time. Remember to drop and roll. Trust me.
No! Oh, my back. Ow!
Get up and run!
Halt! Both of you! Guards, stop them!
Come on, move, that way.
But the exit's over there.
So are about 20 guards with swords. Come on, through here.
Pardon us, ladies. Sorry, excuse us.
Hey now. Hello, ladies. Are we interrupting?
Charlie!
I'm busy.
So are the guards. They're busy deciding how they're going to kill us.
Another time, ladies. I'm so putting this place on my to-do list.
There, daylight.
Damn, it's a courtyard. And no Marriott cookies in sight. We're trapped.
No, wait. That door there. Looks like a dress shop. Get in, we'll swap clothes.
Come on, we don't have much time.
Hello, boys. Stirring up trouble, are we?
Philip?
Hey, doll.
Trevor? What are you two doing here?
We work here. You silly goose, through the mysteries of time and space.
Our little boutique is connected directly to the Tower of Babel.
You mean, of course. How else do you think we manage that whole language thing?
Wait, how does your being connected to the Tower of Babel explain our ability to converse in any time and place with the locals?
You're right, it doesn't. But your little brains could never comprehend the truth.
We're not so stupid.
On a scale of dumb to 10, you are hovering dangerously close to imbecile.
Nice.
Wait. How the heck did we end up here in the first place? I wanted to go to Babylon to see Hammurabi. Hammurabi? Well, apparently they didn't teach you penmanship in grade school, did they?
You write bad instructions, you get bad results. Garbage in.
Garbage out.
Well, can you get us out of here?
Keep your dress on, sweet cheeks. We'll get you home. Anything to declare?
What?
Anything to declare. Anything you're trying to bring back. We have strict import rules.
Oh, no, nothing.
Then in you go, toodaloo, boys.
One step forward, two steps back.
At least we didn't die.
Hey, Charlie, what do you think would happen if we did die?
Aside from us being dead and not caring anymore... I don't even want to think about it.
Oh, you're back. I thought you'd call for a ride from Folly.
Trevor and Philip returned us back here. Mysteries of space and time and all that.
Oh, I see. Did you get your legal advice?
No, kind of didn't make it to Hammurabi.
But I did almost get killed.
But you didn't die.
Almost.
didn't.
This time.
Charlie, I have to tell you something about your car.
Excuse me? Is there a Charles Hyphenbridge here?
Yeah, that's me. What's the problem?
Well, sir, on behalf of the city of Charleston, I'm here to express our deepest regrets. While your vehicle was in our possession at the impoundment lot, it burned.
Burned?
Burned. To a cinder.
Well, what happened?
We're still investigating, but it appears a vandal slipped into the lot. We're not quite sure how yet, and torched your car trying to steal it.
My car? My Benz? That car was a classic. It was my life. How could you be so...
I'm very sorry, sir. I have been told that the city's insurance will make good on replacing your vehicle. If you take this paperwork down to City Hall, they will arrange to get you a replacement vehicle of near equal value.
Near equal value? Do you have any idea the emotional toll this is taking on me? That car was handed down to me by my daddy, Casper T. Hyphenbridge. Its value cannot be expressed in dollars and cents.
I'm very sorry, sir. The assessor has told us they will value a replacement at
$8,000. $8,000? Are you joking? Oh, hell, give me your damn paperwork and get out of my sight. Go, now!
Again, my deepest regrets.
Gee, Charlie, I'm so sorry. Wait, why are you laughing?
Yes! $8,000 for that piece of junk. It's been dead for almost 2 weeks. Those suckers.
Wait, what? Really?
Hot damn. Drinks are on me tonight, everybody.
Well, I'll be damned.
I know, right? Oh, what was it you were about to tell me, Margie?
Nothing. Never mind. All's well that ends well.
Two nice guys getting real sci-fi, making trouble of an ancient kind. If you get impatient, just keep in mind that it's about time.
Will there be anything else tonight, folks?
Not me. I am stuffed.
Yeah, me too. I could need another bite.
I think we're all set. I'll take the check.
Very good, Mr. Hyphenbridge.
Hyphenbridge? Charles?
Uh-oh. Hello, Feingold. Out to suck the blood out of a rare piece of steak or a turnip, perhaps?
Very funny. For a man of limited means, Charlie, you seem to be living high on the hog tonight. Cocktails, fancy steaks, and how many bottles of wine?
Yeah, well, that's none of your...
Actually, it is my business. Expect some new paperwork in the morning. Priscilla will be so glad to share in your newfound wealth. Good night.
Son of a...
Your check, sir, and thank you for dining at y'all's Chop House.
You have been listening to the Cardinal James Show's production of It's About Time. For more information and to follow us on social media, please visit our website at itsabouttimetravelagency.com. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes. It's About Time, starring Charlie James and Stephen Cardinal, was produced and directed by Stephen Cardinal and Charlie James. Written by Stephen Cardinal, Charlie James, Rob Britt, and Douglas Clinton. Sound editing and engineering by Charlie James. Featuring the voice talents of Ryan Ehlert, Layla Ald, Maggie Borden, Deb Britt, Rob Britt, Sarah Wallace Craven, Chris Fabian, Raul Ceballos, Sheila Kern, and Victoria Vaughn. Theme song by The Dunder Chiefs. Artwork by Sheila Kern. Thank you for listening to It's About Time.